Hey, this is David Lowry. You're listening to WNRN Radio VA. Today, our in-studio guests are The Hold Steady. We're going to play a few songs for you. Why don't you guys take it away?
All right. Sweet Part of the City.
Very nice.
Thank you.
When we were driving over here today, you were talking about gambling also.
Well, I was saying that my friend Rich, who's here, paid up quickly on two bets I made, which makes him look like a real gentleman.
Oh, but that's actually is. It's always
he is
not
a gentleman. I don't. Yeah, it's just a perception.
It's definitely not a gentleman's thing to welch on your bets.
No.
So that's very nice. Do you ever see like a bus and then maybe a word on a newspaper and then decide I've got to go find what horse this is? Do you gamble?
No,
do you bet on horses?
Gambling is one of the only vices I've never really gotten full on into.
Really? You're missing out then.
it looks good.
No, it's one of those things that goes along with being in a rock band. It's the drinking, the smoking, and then there's a certain subset of people that like to gamble as well, too. I'm not one of them, and apparently you're not either, no. But you're around them as well.
I actually had a college roommate who had a full-blown gambling problem, and it looked it was unattractive.
Okay. Well, I was going to lead me back into what I was going to say. Somehow, everybody else in the world got this, but I didn't get it until this new record where about the second or third line you say Hennepin, and I'm like, oh, how did I miss that these guys are, this is a Minneapolis band? And,
yeah, the core four of us have lived in Minneapolis, and Bobby and I are actually from there.
Mm-hmm.
These guys aren't, but... It's sort of, I mean, the other thing is I sing a lot about Minneapolis just because it's something I feel comfortable with when I'm setting somewhere. But in some ways it's almost like, you know, we live in New York and my 10th anniversary living in New York was this past Wednesday. So it's kind of like, I feel like we've got kind of two places that we're kind of juggling.
Well, a lot of your songs though are about, you know, a lot of your fodder for your songs is sort of a, you know, you kind of have this love-hate thing with scenesters and hipsters in a lot of your music. So do you live in New York to torture yourself, to get more fodder for songs? Do you...
I don't know if it's really like a
And there's also plenty of gambling in New York, too, by the way.
There is. There's more gambling in New York than there is Minneapolis. So. I don't think it's a contempt for like scenester and hipster, but it's just... I'm kind of interested in the way that people try to like make these places for themselves to belong. Especially like in their 20s, and then you know how that kind of ends up can end up being something that's very empty or not sort of imaginary.
New York City can definitely be one of those places too where it becomes part of your identity when you move there and you're not actually from there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like New York. I like Minneapolis. I think one of the things too is like Minneapolis has a much seedier side than I think most people who haven't been there a lot imagine.
Yeah,
that definitely comes out in the songs. Except somehow I wasn't I wasn't thinking Minneapolis until, like I said, I listened to the new record and it's like the second line. You mentioned Hennepin's a street in Minneapolis, a big street. If people don't know that, but anyway, hey, why don't you guys play some more? And it's really great to have you guys here in Richmond at Sound of Music and on WNRN. Did I say that enough, Ian? Okay.
Thanks for having us. Barely breathing.
You should have seen them just after midnight. Well, they were turning the lock and so high from a street fight. Forward, and now we're pointing at the scoreboard, and it feels so amazing. And the crowd's going crazy. Summer '88 was all heat and intensity. Saw the youth of today at the 7th Street entry. There were skins in the pit, and some of them tried to kill me. Same club next summer, now they're called Shelter. After the show, I spoke with a singer. He tried to hand me a pamphlet about Hare Krishna. I said, you gotta be kidding. Who the hell is this blue guy? And then he said something special. offensive violent show.